From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The House has approved a resolution letting Speaker John Boehner sue President Obama over his implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Though it was along party lines, NPR's S.V. Dante reports Democrats are calling it a political stunt, time to help Republicans for the November elections.
New York Democrat Louise Slaughter voiced a common theme in her party, that the lawsuit sets the table for those who want to go even further.
The lawsuit is a drumbeat pushing members of the Republican Party to impeachment.
But Texas Republican Pete Sessions argued the lawsuit was about preserving Congress's role.
The president has selectively enforced the law in some instances, ignored the law in other instances, and in a few cases unilaterally attempted to change the law altogether.
The lawsuit gives Boehner the power to file suit in federal court, but sets no timeline as to when it must happen. S.V. Dante, NPR News, the Capitol.
The White House is condemning an attack today on a United Nations school in Gaza where thousands of Palestinians had sought refuge from the more than three-week-old conflict between Israel and Hamas. At least 17 people, including children, were killed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says while the White House is critical of the shelling, it stopped short of blaming Israel.
UN officials say they were shocked and dismayed by the news that one of their schools was hit, they say, by Israeli artillery. Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson was at a loss for words, saying Israel knew that more than 3,000 civilians had been sheltering there.
They were there under UN protection. Under our protection.
State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says the U.S. wants a full investigation into the incident. She's also raising concerns that Hamas has used U.N. facilities to hide weapons. She says both sides should respect the U.N.'s neutrality. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Peace Corps now says it is pulling some 340 of its volunteers out of areas that have been hard hit by an outbreak of the Ebola virus. So far, the disease is being blamed for the deaths of 672 people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea since February. Better than expected economic growth numbers from the government today. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product grew at a 4% annual rate in the second quarter. That follows a revised 2.1% drop for the first 3 months of the year, blamed on bad weather. Sean Sinaith is an economist at the Institute for Economic Competitiveness and says, by and large, it's a positive number.
I think it's generally a good report. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a great report, but I think it lends itself to the recovery gaining some momentum.
GDP measures the total value of goods and services generated within U.S. borders. On Wall Street today, a mixed close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 31 points to end the session at 16,880. The Nasdaq gained 20 points to close at 4,462. The S&P 500 was up a fraction today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to an investigative report by the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office, it was management failures on the part of the Obama administration that set the stage for computer problems that paralyzed the healthcare.gov website last fall. The GAO, the investigative agency of Congress, plans to report tomorrow on its months-long investigation, where officials have detailed some of the report's findings to the Associated Press. The GAO in its report also accused the administration of continually changing orders for contractors who built the website's computerized sign-up system. A federal judge is ordering Bank of America to pay nearly $1.3 billion in penalties for fraud over bad mortgages sold by its Countrywide unit. Bank of America says the award bears no relation to a limited program that lasted several months. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
There have been some high-profile settlements between the federal government and major banks in the wake of the financial crisis. This case is different because it's actually gone to trial. A federal judge in New York issued the $1.3 billion civil penalty against Bank of America's Countrywide unit that was over its sale of defective mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those government-sponsored companies lost money when homeowners defaulted on the Countrywide loans. A former Countrywide executive was also ordered to pay $1 million. The Justice Department is reportedly engaged in broader settlement talks with Bank of America regarding other alleged wrongdoing during the days of the housing bubble. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The burst water main has caused big problems in Los Angeles. Officials say the nearly century-old pipe that ruptured under Sunset Boulevard spewed an estimated 8 million gallons of water onto the UCLA campus. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.